With threats to shipping on the rise in the Indian Ocean, Gulf of Aden and the Red Sea, the European Union is asking Kenya for assistance in prosecuting suspected criminals caught in the region's waters. Henriette Geiger, the EU ambassador to Kenya, said her union is working with Kenya to handle maritime crime suspects.
Kenya would conclude a legal Finnish agreement with the European Union, which would allow then Atalanta to drop first seized arms, weapons, but also traffickers, arms and drug traffickers here for prosecution. Seychelles has already agreed. They already have a legal Finnish agreement, but it's a small island. They cannot stand alone.
The European Union's Operation Atalanta is a military operation in the Horn of Africa that counters piracy at sea. Geiger explained that the EU Navy Force lacks the authority to prosecute suspects and cannot detain them for long without charges. Therefore, countries like Kenya are needed to assist in prosecuting suspects. Isaiah Nakuru, the head of Kenya's Department for Shipping and Maritime Affairs, says his country is ready to work on issues that promote security and the free flow of goods and people.
We have to work together to ensure that we achieve the aspirations for ensuring that there is sustainability, insecurity, and all activities that threatens livelihood of people, movement of people have to be addressed and in partnership with all those having a stake.
According to the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, Kenya is holding at least 120 suspected pirates and has convicted 18 of them. Kenya faced criticism about whether its legal system allows the prosecution of suspected pirates who have committed crimes far away from its territory. However, in 2012, a Kenyan court ruled that the East African nation has jurisdiction to try Somali pirates carrying out attacks in international waters. Andrew Mwangura is a consultant on maritime safety and security in Kenya. More than 10 years ago, he helped negotiate the release of some pirate captives. He says Kenya will always face legal challenges in prosecuting suspects who have not committed a crime in its territory.
But the problem is still the same because prosecution, there's challenges on prosecution in Kenya of the Somali pirates because this pirate activity happened away from Kenya. It not happen in Kenyan waters. So the chances will be still, legal challenges. One. Two, to prosecute, to arrest them, that's not a solution. Solution is to fight illegal fishing. Fight illegal fishing in East African territorial waters.
Recently, there have been reports of piracy attacks off the coast of Somalia, sparking worries about the return of Somali piracy. In the early 2010s, Somali pirates hijacked dozens of ships, holding them for millions of dollars in ransom. 2 weeks ago, six suspected pirates accused of attacking a merchant vessel were moved from Somalia to Seychelles for trial by the EU Naval Force. Last Friday, the EU force freed a merchant ship and its 17 crew members. Mohamed Yusuf, VA News, Nairobi.